Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Path to Good podcast. This is VIP Desk Connect's podcast about how we're making our company an even more amazing place to work for our team members. And today we're going to try something a little bit different. We're going to release a classic episode from our archives. So I'm joined with my co-host Maggie.
Hey, John, it's great to talk with you today.
Hello. So Customer Service Week is coming up on October 5th. And last year we recorded, I know
Yay!
it's our favorite week, we recorded a Customer Service Week episode letting you guys know no matter what type of organization you work for, you probably have a customer service team. And I think this year, even more than previous years, it's really important to take some time to appreciate that team because they've been going through a lot. We all have, but working from home and the pandemic, this is just a very stressful year. So I think it's super important to take the time to celebrate your customer service team and really show them your appreciation. So in this episode, we talk about some things that you can do. Some are easy, some are a little bit more elaborate, but there are just a lot of great tips of ways that you can show your appreciation.
And should we let them know? Last year, evidently, Jen, you reminded me that I said I was going to adopt a dog. I failed. I failed in that. So please know that'll still be on my list for this year.
Yes, maybe this year you'll get a dog. So, I was wondering if you could share a little bit about what we're doing this year.
Oh, I'd love to. I'm super excited about what we're giving to our team. This year, we have partnered with an amazing organization run by a woman. Of course, we love supporting other women-owned businesses. It's called Piece of Thread. Piece of Thread. And they work with vulnerable women from around the world and try to empower them and teach them new skills, English and other skills, and allow them to make contributions to their family and to the world. So normally Piece of Thread makes these gorgeous, amazing, one-of-a-kind handbags. And we love it too because not only are they empowering women, they use upcycled fabrics. So again, an amazing group. And this year, they've been affected by the pandemic too and have learned to pivot and keep their team employed. And so they are making masks.
Yes.
And we are going to be sending our team these handmade, one-of-a-kind custom masks made by amazing women.
We're very excited about it. I think that it felt really good to support a woman-owned organization, but also an organization that is supporting and empowering women refugees from around the world.
Yeah, and the cool thing about each product is that it comes with a story of the woman who made it, the handbag or the mask. So I'd love to share just one of the stories.
Yes.
So we have a story from Martha, and she is from Pakistan, and she is married and with five children, four boys and a girl. So let's just take a moment to say she is already a phenomenal woman, a phenomenal woman with five children. And due to persecution, Martha and her family had to flee their home. So we are so happy to have found Piece of Thread. That Piece of Thread connected with Martha and is allowing her to really contribute, empower her, and provide meaning. So that's just one story.
Yeah, that's awesome. Every single product comes with its own little story, and you can visit their website. It's peaceofthread.org. And so I think with that, we will share this classic, very popular episode from our archives, and please enjoy. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Path to Good podcast. This is VIP Desk Connect's podcast about how we're trying to make our company an even more awesome place to work and how we can give you some advice on how you can make your company an even more awesome place to work for your team members. So today I am joined by Maggie.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, and we are going rogue again this episode without Sally. So we're gonna make it quick. So today we wanted to talk to you a little bit about Customer Service Week, which is something that is a really big deal for us at our company since customer service is a big part of what we do. But we think every company has customer service has team members that work on the customer service team, and they might not always get celebrated. So you might not even know that every year there is a customer service week, and it's usually in October. And we really try to make a big deal out of it.
It's our favorite week of the year.
It is. It's our favorite holiday.
It is our favorite holiday. It should be a national holiday.
It
Let's
should.
introduce some legislation. All right, the
We
Congress
should.
gets back. We're going to
Yep.
introduce a bill.
I mean, we try to celebrate our team all year round, but this is just a time when we can take a little bit of extra time to make it a little more special for all the team members. And the team really enjoys it, really gets into it. And so we wanted to just share with you a couple of things that we do. And since Customer Service Week is still a few weeks away, if you hear this episode, you still have plenty of time to plan something for your
That's
company.
right. That's right.
We're
Try
here.
to
Listen.
outdo us. Maybe they can,
Yes.
companies can outdo us.
Probably you can't. We have a lot of practice. We're really good at it.
We
So we just
are.
wanted to share some of the things that we like to do for the team. And every year, something that has been a lot of fun, as you know, that we are a remote company, so most of our team members do work from home, so we don't get each other face to face. So we like to have theme days, kind of like Spirit Week when you were in high school during homecoming.
We do. We love theme week. And I think, like, and this year we won't put out spoilers, but we have some new themes coming out
Yes,
this year.
we do. I will say a
I.
popular one is share photos of your pets. That
Pets!
has that's been one that has always gotten a lot of participation.
I
People love to
know.
share photos of their pets. And we have a contest. So we use Microsoft Teams, and so we create a room for Customer Service Week. And every theme day, everyone can post photos of themselves celebrating that day's theme. And we have contests, usually whichever photo gets the most likes, that team member wins a prize.
And I don't know, do cats or dogs win? Or maybe like the guinea pig one or something.
Oh
Or
my
an
gosh.
iguana. We have iguanas too.
Yes, our company pet is an iguana named Jawsy. And
Oh,
so Jawsy definitely has won. There's a guinea pig that dresses up in costumes. That is a very popular company pet. I think probably dogs, especially puppies, probably get the most love.
yeah. I might just have to adopt a rescue puppy for this year.
Yes. You can go, just go and take a picture of someone else's puppy. No, don't do that.
No, see, might push me to just go out to a rescue organization and get customer service pet week.
Let's see, for Customer Service Week, we can even save an animal. So
Oh,
there's
I said
another extra added.
customer service pet week. Okay, I just combined them, but that's okay.
That's kind of what it is here. It ends up being Customer Service Pet Week.
And what would you say is our second most popular theme that we've had in the past?
I would say it's probably a tie between Friends and Family Day, which is, again, just a time to share photos of yourself with your friends and family doing something that you enjoy. Because, again, we don't get to see each other's family because we're all remote. So we don't necessarily get to know each other like we would if we were all in the same office. But it's really nice to get to see photos of people's family.
It is. It is. I do enjoy those. I do enjoy them.
And then I think the next most popular, we usually have a sports theme day where you wear something with your favorite sports team.
Hail to the Redskins.
So that one gets a lot of participation as well. We've also done like show your office so we can kind of see where everyone works. I never post for that one because I'm like, oh, I have to clean up my desk.
Well, we also see you on video when we have
That's
town
true.
halls and daily meetings. So I think most people have seen your office.
Yes,
So
people see plenty of me. But some people, oh my gosh, they have fancy offices. Like, I want to
they
go work
do.
at your house.
They do. They do. Well, it's important, right? It's important to be surrounded by things you love, right? And that's
Yes.
like one of the joys of working from home is, you can put things that you like. I have my massive calendar and I still have trouble knowing what day it is here.
Yeah,
And
you do have your calendar. I love
I
seeing it when we
do.
have our morning meeting.
So, but I do. I work remotely from my home office outside of Washington, D.C. and I love it. I can decorate however I want and whatever makes me happy. So, and I love that our team members have that opportunity.
Totally. So yeah, like Customer Service Week is just not only a way to celebrate the team, which is important, but also a way that we can engage with each other a little bit and get to know each other a little bit better. It's always nice to to get to see everyone. And we also have contests. We've done a scavenger hunt where you had to find the answer on another team. So it encouraged the teams to reach out to each other because they usually work with their team a lot, but they don't necessarily get to engage with people on the other programs. So we've kind of made it a hide and seek, but you have to ask someone on another team to get the answers. So that was a lot of fun too. We had a ton of participation in that. It was a lot of work to put together that scavenger hunt.
It was, but I think the team really enjoyed it. They really enjoyed it.
Yeah, they got to know. I think some people are friends to this day because they met each other during
Oh,
that
through
scavenger
the.
hunt.
Oh, well, we also have team members who have moved to different programs, so they have an advantage over others.
That is very true. Maybe if we do it again this year, we have a lot of team members who, especially as we get new programs, a lot of team members advance through the programs. And so those team members will for sure have an advantage.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have to figure out a handicap system. I'm not a golfer. That's not going to be on my team. Do they have golf teams? I don't even know if they have golf teams, but I don't know. Maybe we'll have to figure out like some type of a handicap.
Yes.
I have to get one of our we'll figure something out. I can Google.
There's a Customer Service Week website that has lots of games and puzzles about customer service. So if you don't want to really do a lot of planning, since you might not have a lot of time, you can just Google Customer Service Week and you can find a lot of puzzles and games that you can use.
And during that week in October, any time that you're interacting with any customer care representative anywhere, you can do a special thank you
That
to
is
them.
great.
I think they would
Yes.
appreciate it.
I think so too.
But you know what I love the best? The best. And I know, Jenny, you do a lot of planning for this, is we have wonderful gifts that we give out as tokens of appreciation to our team members.
Yes. And we love thinking about what we can send out to the team every year that really represents our appreciation for them and our culture. Last year, we sent out gratitude journals, and I think that was really nice. I still write in mine, and it just has a page for every day. It's just very simple, something that you're grateful for, because customer service can be a pretty stressful job. And one way to combat stress is to just think about something that you're grateful for every day. It will just help you stay in a positive mindset.
Yeah, I think it's fabulous, especially as many of our teams will approach a really busy holiday season. Just flip back through your journal, take a moment to breathe and look at, everything you have grateful to be
Yes,
grateful for. But
exactly.
I loved one that I still have a photo of our CEO Sally going to the mail, the post office with just boxes of filling her car. It was for we had the relaxation theme.
Yes, that was awesome. We got reusable bags because we always want to support the environment. So we got some reusable grocery bags and we filled them up with products that can help you relax. I think we put tea, we put bath salts, we put like one of those stress balls that you can squeeze.
Yes, I love those stress balls or bounce them off my wall in my office.
Yes, we printed out a little meditation. I don't remember what else was in there.
It was
Probably
a
some
nice
snacks.
bag. Yes, there was some healthy snacks in there because I think we ate the
Healthy
leftovers.
snacks. Yeah, I guess that's fine. Oh, yeah,
We
we
did
put
eat the
like
leftovers.
Kind bars or something in there, and then we had extra ones. Yeah, that was awesome.
And then this year, I'm not going to give away the gift for this year, but I'm really excited about it. And it fits in with our mission and values and always being earth friendly and earth kind.
Yes. So again, we don't want to spoil it, but I'm excited about it's a creative one this year.
It is. So kudos to whoever thought of that.
And what else have we sent? Oh, we sent reusable water tumblers one year filled with chocolate. So that wasn't too healthy. We do focus a lot on wellness in our culture, but it's okay to have chocolate once in a while. So it's
Once in
fine.
a while,
So
they
I
were.
think that's fine. It was a lot of fun. I think the team really liked it. I have the cup on my desk right now and I'm drinking water out of it.
We do. They're
And I
good for
think,
their water challenge we have, so.
true. I think I have one at home. I have a couple of these cups. So those are some of the things that we really like to do for Customer Service Week. Again, it's just a way that you can show your appreciation for your customer service team, no matter what business you're in. And even if you don't have a customer service team, like Maggie said, if you call customer service during Customer Service Week, which is October 7th to the 11th this year, Just thank them. They have a tough job.
Yeah, they do. 'Cause I know all our listeners are super nice when they're on the
Yes.
phone to everyone. And most, you know what, Jen, most customers really are, because they're
Yes.
calling, for a need to get some issue resolved, to place an order, find out more information. And the person on the other end of the phone, it really is their desire to help that person. So I think 99% of the time they're really positive interactions, but occasionally, not everyone will be on their best day. So I think just that little extra thank you goes a long way. Again, because people in customer service, they really do want to help. It is their desire. It is what fulfills them, and knowing that they've helped somebody. So just an extra kind word to say thank you, and you appreciate their help. It really goes, kind words go a long way.
Yes, and that should be any time that you call customer service, not just during customer service week, but it's a
Of
good thing to
course.
keep in mind during that week. Just a little extra special thank you for anyone who helps you out. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we want to end this episode like we always do with sharing something that's special about our culture. And I think that's what the whole episode has been about. I think customer service week is one of the things that makes our culture unique, but as part of that, I think I had a team member on another program help me plan for Customer Service Week. So I think it's really great when you can allow someone to kind of step outside of their day-to-day job and help out on a project. I think it helps the team become more well-rounded and also feel really appreciated that you trust them enough to help you on a project that might not be in line with their day-to-day duties. It also allows them a growth opportunity, an opportunity to learn, to take on more responsibilities, and ultimately maybe move into another position someday if that's what they want to do.
And that's one another thing I love about this company is that we allow those opportunities. And I'll just give a shout out to Candace, who
Yes.
helped you on this project. I love working with Candace. She is amazing, and she has such a passion in the area of culture and really developing people and kindness.
Yes.
And it's wonderful that she's working on this project with you, because I think it really does tap into her talents, to her interests,
Yes.
and what matters to her personally and professionally.
Totally. So thank you, Candace, for helping out with Customer Service Week. And thank you for always being willing to help out with any projects that we need. So again, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Maggie, for being my awesome co-host.
Oh, anytime.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email. You can email me at jen.vincegara@vipdeskconnect.com. That's it for this episode. We will talk to you again soon.
And happy
Bye.
customer service week.
Happy Customer Service Week.